KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. The Atlantic Trojan football team is ready to open the 2019 season tonight against Saydell. Trojans embarking on their 125th season of Atlantic football, starting with a home game against the Eagles. Atlantic won the opener at Saydell last season, 45-6, in a good all-around effort. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said the team is ready to get after it and leave a positive impression this season. He says he's been pleased with the effort and competition during camp and said a lot of guys will get a chance to contribute. The Trojans hope the run game can be a strength this season and a number of guys will get the chance to tote the rock, led by Tyler Moen.
Well, you'll see a number of different guys back there. Tyler Moen's the guy that's going to have to carry us offensively. He's going to be our featured back. We're going to try to get him the ball multiple ways. But other guys in the backfield, you'll see Bodie Johnson carry the ball a little bit, most notably last year as a linebacker, but he'll play a little bit both ways. You're also going to see guys like Garrett Reynolds, who kind of plays tight end for us as a fullback position, as well as Niall Peterson. So there'll be kind of a mixture of guys there, and we're doing some different things with those guys as well.
Well, Saydell lost a strong leader from their team last year in Cash Lee, who is their leading passer, rusher, and tackler. Atlantic has had some good battles for spots in camp, and Coach McDermott said multiple guys will rotate early in the season, hoping that a few can take control of some positions. Should be a fun matchup, Trojans and the Eagles, set for a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight at the Trojan Bowl, and you can catch a full preview of the game with Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview this afternoon at 4:45 here on KJAN. Well, the Exira EHK Spartans will open up their 2019 football season with a road trip to Tabor tonight to face the Fremont Mills Knights. That'll be our broadcast game tonight. The Spartans are coming off a 9-2 season in 2018 that ended with a loss to Fremont Mills on November 11th in the state quarterfinals, 61-20. Those two teams will look very different this year with a lot of seniors gone from last season. Fremont Mills head coach Jeremy Christensen said all of the games the Spartans and the Knights have played in the last few years, this might be the one with the most unknowns. The Knights are replacing a four-year starter at quarterback in Mason Venata. He threw for 1,170 yards and 16 scores last year and ran for over 1,000 yards and 25 more touchdowns. Coach Christensen said Colton Housechild will take over under center, a senior that's been biding his time to step into that spot. The Knights also lost longtime back Jager Powers to graduation, but they do have the most proven offensive threat back for either team with Seth Malcolm at tailback. Malcolm had a breakout season last year with 1,200-plus yards and 25 touchdowns. He also led the team in tackles with 101, including 18 solo tackles for loss. Coach Christensen said Malcolm will be expected to carry a big load.
Anytime you got a kid like that that kind of understands the game on both sides of the ball is exciting. He's put a lot of time and effort in preparing his body for in the weight room and in conditioning. And I think he understands that there's a little bit of a load to carry this year compared to last. And I think he's ready for that opportunity. And, we got other guys around him that are ready to make plays as, you get through the season. And a focus, I'm sure, will go to number 8 at some point for defenses, and so we got to have guys ready to make that adjustment and step up and make plays.
Exira EHK is also replacing their starting quarterback from last year, Josh Petipier. He threw for over 1,800 yards and 23 touchdowns. Tyler Peterson, who has played at QB off and on for the Spartans, will assume the full-time duties. Creighton Nelson is expected to be the workhorse back this season with Cole Burmeister and Jaden Goodwin gone. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said the Spartans will need to get that ground game working to be successful.
We had athletes that we wanted to get into space last year, and it's kind of the same, to be honest with you. This year we have athletes that we want to get in space once again. I do think that our run game, because we've got some bigger kids that are back there that can do more things than probably what we did a year ago. They're not as elusive as what those kids were, but they're probably bigger and stronger. So, we'll try to utilize that as much as we can.
The Spartans and the Knights are set for a 7 o'clock kickoff in Tabor. Chris Parks and Mike Smith have the call tonight on KJAN. You can tune in on air or online and also watch the streaming live video on KJAN-TV. Our football night will start with our weekly pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, at 6 o'clock, followed by the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30. After the game, stay tuned for post-game interviews and the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show from 10 o'clock to 11:30 this evening. Well, rated teams collide in 8-man as 5th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's host number 7, Audubon. Remsen St. Mary's coach Zach Arnold says the Wheelers have a lot of weapons.
Quarterback Skyler Schultes is very fast. He ran for about 189 yards in his last year and threw for another 199, so he's another dual-threat quarterback. He had a good accuracy completion percentage against us. I know they got three pretty big and physical offensive linemen, and they, again, have a pretty good plethora of skill players. So a lot of weapons.
Audubon and the Hawks both have a lot of explosive players and experience. That game played in Remsen tonight. Take a look at the high school football schedule. Some of the highlights tonight. In Class 3A, Harlan's at Denison, Lewis Central at Lewis Central, Carroll is at Glenwood, Creston is at Sheraton. Also in 2A, we mentioned Atlantic hosting Saydell. Also Red Oak is at Southwest Valley, Shenandoah is at Clarinda, Kemper Catholic will host St. Albert. In Class 1A play, ACGC is at IKM Manning tonight. Also this evening, Panorama will host Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Nottoway Valley is at Mount Air. Trainer is at Logan Magnolia. Underwood visits AHSTW. Missouri Valley hosting West Monona Whiting tonight. Also in action tonight in eight-man football, Arweva is at Bowyer Valley. Also Griswold will play at Southeast Warren tonight. East Mills hosting East Union. Lennox is at Sydney. Stanton visits Lamoni tonight. Those are some of the games going on around the area tonight. Also, Bedford will play at Cam this evening in Anita. You can catch that game on the KJAN website as well on the Cam Cougar channel. They'll have live streaming video of that contest for you this evening. And Coon Rapids Bayard plays at Baxter in other football action tonight. Well, Clemson is looking like the same dominant team that captured last year's national championship. Travis Etienne ran for a career-high 205 yards and three touchdowns, including one from 90 yards out, as the Tigers opened their season with a 52-14 pounding of Georgia Tech. His 90-yard score tied for the longest rushing TD in Tigers history. Trevor Lawrence was picked off twice after throwing just four interceptions last year as he finished 13 of 23 for 168 yards, including a 62-yard scoring strike to T. Higgins. Also last night, Kellen Mond threw three touchdown passes and ran for another score in just more than three quarters as number 12 Texas A&M hammered Texas State 41-7. Zach Moss ran for 181 yards and a touchdown, and number 14 Utah scored three more TDs off of three BYU turnovers as they beat the Cougars 30-12 last night. Kentucky coach Mark Stoops will receive an annual raise of $500,000 plus incentives over the remaining 6 years of a restructured contract following the Wildcats' best season in 41 years. The seventh-year coach will earn $4.75 million this season, with increases up to $6 million in 2024-25. Stoops will also receive a $250,000 bonus for each Kentucky win of nine or more, replacing the previous deal that paid the same amount for the seventh and eighth victories. Incentive bonuses include $50,000 for winning the Southeastern Conference Coach of the Year and $100,000 as National Coach of the Year. Stoops would owe Kentucky $1.75 million if he terminates the contract with 5 years remaining. Kentucky went 10-3 and won the Citrus Bowl to cap its best season since 1977. The NCAA is closely watching legislation in California that could dramatically change college sports in the nation's most populous state. The proposal would allow athletes to earn money through endorsements and sponsorships of their names, likenesses, and images. It would bar schools, conferences, and associations like the NCAA from enforcing policies that prohibit such payments. The NCAA would also not be able to declare a school or athlete ineligible for taking money. The NCAA has a working group looking at the issue, though it opposes paying athletes like school employees. That bill faces a key test today when an assembly committee will decide whether to advance it or to kill it. In high school volleyball play around the area last night, it was Fremont Mills beating Stanton in corner conference play 3-1. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford wins twice, 2-1 over Central Decatur and a 3-0 win over Mount Air. Also at the Tri-Center Quad last night, Tri-Center beat Thomas Jefferson 2 in a row. Glenwood, a 2-game sweep over Maple Valley. Tri-Center beat Maple Valley 2 straight. Sydney swept Thomas Jefferson 2 in a row. Sydney beat Glenwood 2-1. Thomas Jefferson over Maple Valley 2-0. Sydney beat Tri-Center 2 straight. Glenwood swept a pair from Thomas Jefferson. Tri-Center swept 2 from Glenwood. And Sydney 2-0 over Maple Valley. At Southwest Valley in Villisca last night, they had a triangular. Southwest Valley won both of their matches, 2-1 over East Mills and 2-0 over Essex. East Mills also beat Essex 3-0. In other volleyball last night, Griswold over Lennox 3-1. Logan Magnolia beat West Monona 3-1. Winterset over Nottoway Valley 3-0. Well, the Atlantic cross-country teams are coming off a stellar season that saw both the boys and girls squads make a team appearance at the state meet. And with the bar raised, expectations and goals are lofty for the 2019 season. Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason said they want to keep improving each week throughout the season.
The biggest goals that I push for them is to achieve their individual best. State, everyone wants to go there. But what are you going to do to separate yourself? You know, and as far as I'm concerned, if every kid in the weight room, you know, is busting their tail and they go out and they run hard in practice and they're doing the best they can, that those things will take care of themselves, and there won't be any disappointment. You get what you put in. you know, pending any injuries, you get what you put in this sport. So right now it's just maximizing effort every single day, pushing each other, and not letting each other cut corners, and then everything will take care of itself.
On the girls' side, Taylor McCready is expected to lead the way again after a stellar season last year that ended with a sixth-place medal at state. Five of the top seven scorers are back for the squad to help them try to make another state tournament run. The boys' squad loses top runner Jalen Peterson, who's off to continue his running career in college, but the rest of the scoring runners from last season are back. Coach Vargason said they've seen good things from the returners and been surprised by some of the new runners into the program. Atlantic opens up their season at the Ram Invitational in Glenwood tomorrow. You can hear the full interview with Coach Vargason tomorrow morning at 8:30 on our first 2019 fall edition of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. And Major League Baseball action yesterday in the American League. The Athletics outlasted the Royals 9-8 as Jurickson and Profar went 3-for-4 with a homer and three knocked in. Also, Cleveland beat Detroit 2-0. Minnesota over the White Sox 10-5. Tampa Bay beat Houston 9-8. Seattle over Texas 5-3. In the National League, it was the Cubs over the Mets 4-1. Miami beat Cincinnati in 12 innings 4-3. Pirates beat the Rockies 11-8. San Diego down San Francisco 5-3. Arizona over L.A. 11-5. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.